There's been something of a back and forth all night. So you tell me, what do you want the outcome to be? 0345 6060973, the number. You can text 84850. You can tweet at LBC. Dr. Robert Gucci Jr. joins me, professor at Lancaster University, US politics expert, author of The Trump Presidency, Journalism and Democracy. Well, you probably enjoyed yourself overnight, didn't you, watching all of that unfold?
Well, I didn't appreciate the staggered sleeping I had. If I did try and fall asleep, I was automatically woken up by a notification of some sort. But it has been, you know, not just nail biting, but just, you know, this anxiety ridden back and forth, as you say, and one where we thought one candidate was surely going to come out ahead. But we, you know, there's not somebody with a big enough lead that we thought there was going to be. Somebody thought this might be a landslide, and we're very far from this being even close to what a landslide would look like.
Without COVID, would Trump have walked this?
Well, I think so in two ways. One, as you mentioned, the mail-in ballots really did bring out a new logistical way of voting that became a bit normalized in this election. So people might consider that going forward. Maybe it was easier for them to do that than to stand in line for 8, 10, 12 hours to cast a ballot. But second, it was the way the government handled COVID. And so there was a lot of criticism about that. I mean, even last night you heard some of the cheers in the background when Donald Trump said somehow that he won the election, and people were screaming, but it didn't sound like they were muffled with masks, which seems to be representative of how he's treated the COVID situation, himself ending up in the hospital, and Americans dying with not much recognition that the government could have done something better.
Really quite early on in the morning, 3:30-ish, something like that, if I remember correctly, Fox said Arizona was going to Donald Trump. He is reported to have been furious when they did that. They're not backtracking. They're still sticking with that, as are Associated Press. They say that Biden will win Arizona. What's your sense of that?
Yeah, I mean, Arizona is an interesting battleground, one where, yes, we do see pollsters flip-flopping a bit on that. It would be the first time since 96 or so that that area of the world has, or area of the country has really turned a bit. So we're looking at what areas of surprise. That's one of them. I think Florida is another surprise. But a lot of this is a surprise, not a surprise. I mean, I think that you'd be surprised how many people vote for Donald Trump and who some of those people are, particularly in Hispanic Latino populations that in Miami and throughout South Florida, also in Milwaukee and Green Bay, some votes that we're still waiting on counting.
And Black women coming out for Trump as well in huge numbers. And this fascinates me, this, because this is a president who has been described as bringing white supremacy into the White House. If white supremacy has been in the White House for 4 years, how in heaven's name is he winning the Latino vote and the female Black vote, for goodness sake?
Well, these are things we won't know for a bit, but the, you know, and I don't want to overgeneralize here, but Latino, Hispanic, depending on immigration, you know, what generation of immigrants somebody might be, is coming from a part of the world that has been influenced heavily by Western hegemony, and particularly the United States.
And is it, can I ask you, is it your, yeah. And clearly, no, all Latino people are not the same, clearly.
No.
We can't make assumptions like that. But is there a heavy bias from, for example, Catholic, Catholic conservatives who might look to Trump because of fertility issues? Is it because they have maybe either in this generation or previous generation come from places like Cuba and Venezuela? And Venezuela? So socialism is a word that they would say with a, right. Foul sort of smell under their nose as they say it. Is that part of the picture?
Yeah, there's a religious component to it, certainly, but there's also the economic, as you mentioned, and the notion of government. Also, the making America great again fits with making the American dream. And so when you have early immigrant populations, I mean, I was in Miami for 6 years, so I'm not speaking as an expert on that, but I have a little bit of exposure to it, is that it's, you know, it's pushing you to who's going to take you to that next dream. Joe Biden doesn't have any buildings with his name on it, as far as I'm aware. Donald Trump does, even if that name is being licensed by the owners of the building. But, it, you know, he has positioned himself as maybe the richest bankrupt person we've ever met, but certainly someone who has made the American dream and can make it possible for others, at least in their view.
What are you waiting for? What are you waiting to see this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm waiting on Pennsylvania, but we may not hear that one until Thursday or Friday. I think Wisconsin's pretty close to us knowing we got 97% coming in there. That'll be a really helpful key indicator for us in Green Bay and Milwaukee specifically. In Georgia is another one that people are watching heavily, where we're still outstanding about 8%. Of the precincts reporting. And so I think once we start to see some of these numbers coming in, Pennsylvania still will be a key key state for us, though those ballots are going to be coming in late because their rules there allow them only to count those ballots on the day of the election, where the southern states and others started a couple of weeks ago.
Great to have you on the program. Thank you, Dr. Robert Gucci Jr., professor at Lancaster University, U.S. politics expert. And if you're interested in reading his book, he's the author of The Trump Presidency, Journalism and Democracy. I'm joined by David Gore.